It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
So, David, we go to the store and we see things that say natural. This skincare is good for your skin. It's got natural ingredients. But how do you read between the lines? What do we need to be looking for? Is it really natural? How do we know? Fill us in.
Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. There is no legal definition for the word natural. And when we're mainly talking skincare, body care, hair care, things like that, there is no FDA requirements of what has to be in there to be able to use the word natural. And so anybody can put that on their product. So don't be fooled by it. That's the first step. What you need to do is start reading the ingredients and look inside. Start learning what to look for. And that's I'm going to tell you, is probably the biggest thing. There are tricks of the trade, and that's really what it comes down to. But you want to avoid certain chemicals. To me, the real question isn't is it natural, but is it even safe? And you're going to find that a lot of the products that claim to be natural contain toxic chemicals, even cancer-causing chemicals. And that's scary.
It is scary. You know, I've been seeing commercials lately. I won't say which brand, but it says it's all natural and no parabens. But I'm thinking, okay, but what about the PEGs, the glycols, the sulfates, hydroquinone? Did I say that right?
You did great. You did great. You sound like a chemist. You know, listeners, you don't have to be a chemist. And the key is, I'll give you a couple of top ones that you're going to find in almost every product. And there's plenty of them out there that don't contain them. So the key is to look at the ingredients. And you want to avoid products that contain any of the glycols, propylene, butylene. But just look for the word glycol. Don't worry about the other words. Glycol, or it's abbreviated sometimes as PEG, P-E-G. And here's the problem is, often when they make a product, when they make an extract, so you may see high up on the ingredient statement contains aloe or chamomile or whatever extract, the key is how they process it, because if they use a glycol, they've now put a known carcinogen. The FDA even has a complete list of cancer-causing chemicals that can legally be used in our products, and glycols is on that list, PEGs and glycols.
I don't understand why these can legally be used.
You know, I don't either. that's the straight-up answer. I don't either. They shouldn't be, because they've been proven to cause cancer. Now, the FDA's response is, it's okay in small dosage. Well, when I wipe a product on and it's got a high level of it, I don't consider that a small dose, but that's okay. Up to 60% of these chemicals are being absorbed by my body. But the problem is, how many products did you use this morning? And you've heard me say this before. Our listeners, if you just think for one second, how many products did you use this morning alone? And everybody's popping out a different number, 2, 4, 5, whatever. But let's start with me. I shaved and used a shave cream. I got in the shower, used a body wash. I then used a shampoo, a hair conditioner. I jumped out, I used a body lotion. I used antiperspirant. I used a cologne. And I'll shock you, toothpaste, because that's a cosmetic product. I use some hair styling products. All these things now I've layered, so if they contain any of these chemicals, I've now put it on how many times? Then you find it in some of your food products. Then later in the day, if you put on any additional products or body lotions or whatever, and then tonight when you wash off your makeup or whatever. So it's not just one dosage. You're layering several times. That's why I say if you have any products, whether they claim to be natural or not, if they contain PEGs and glycols, if they contain dimethicone, if they can contain parabens, sodium lauryl sulfate, any of these things, throw it away. They contain cancer-causing chemicals. They're not good for you. And I'll share with you, there's another trick used that everybody gets fooled by. You go to the store and you look for an aloe gel. Well, it's a green bottle of gel. It says aloe on it. And you look at it and you think, okay, it's going to be good for my skin, good for burns, good to have around the house if you're out in the sun in the summer, whatever your reasons are, okay. But if you flip it over, you're going to find that it has other ingredients. It contains something called carbomer. It often, you'll see a synthetic dye, et cetera. So here's how they make it. They actually go to a mezzanine, or, you know, you climb up the mezzanine to the big tank with, imagine, 5,000 gallons of water in it. They put a gelling agent called carbomer, and you'll see that on the list, and that turns it into a gel. Well, how can they claim it contains 99% aloe or even 100% aloe? It's because I buy aloe extract as a manufacturer. I can buy it at 10% active, 50% active, even 100% active. So if I climb up that mezzanine and put one drop in, I can now claim that gel contains 100% aloe. Misleading, but legal.
That just does not seem right at all. And by the way, David, I want to say you must smell really good. When you were going through your routine, I'm thinking, wow, the body wash and the cologne. Too bad you can't smell over the radio.
I was going to say, everybody smell your radio.
Yeah.
Well, and actually, while you bring up smells, I'll tell you another one to look out for. You could find the most natural product, and the problem is if it contains a synthetic fragrance. Now, we all like to smell nice. I'm not saying don't use a cologne or perfume, but what I'm trying to do, if you layer all these products, maybe your perfume or cologne is the one give you that you can use a synthetic fragrance, but I'd rather see it out of your life as much as possible. Here's the problem. It's not that the product smells. It's not the smell of how we derive it, but the legal definition of the word fragrance. While there is no legal definition of the word natural, the FDA says the word fragrance is a catch-all. In other words, I put anything to the product I want if I claim it's part of the recipe that makes it smell. So in other words, you may avoid all these glycols, but if I then put a fragrance in it, I can use glycol in there and not have to disclose it to you. It's a catch-all phrase, a trick of the trade. So if I get caught and want to hide ingredients, I just say it's part of the fragrance. So I say don't use any product that has the word fragrance in the ingredient statement. Let them list out how they derive the smell. That's okay, but don't use the word fragrance. If it does, it's a catch-all, and they can be hiding a lot in it.
So you want to look for something that I would guess has essential oils in it to have.
Well,
it,
you know, there's extracts that smell. There's extracts that smell nice. There's essential oils, but the key is make sure the word fragrance doesn't appear on the back of the label. Look at the ingredient statement. You don't have to be a chemist. You don't even have to recognize all the words, because if you're shipping a product internationally, a lot of the botanicals have to have the Latin name, and that looks confusing and a little intimidating, if you will. But avoid it. Just look real quick and avoid products that contain glycols, PEGs, fragrance, synthetic dyes, parabens, lauryl sulfates that's in most body washes and even in many of the toothpaste, almost all toothpaste out there, including the top brands, use a lauryl sulfate. Avoid them. So a product can claim natural, but there is no legal definition. I want to go further and say I not only want it natural, but I want to make sure it's safe.
That makes a lot of sense. But there are some great natural products out there. You just have to really read the label, like you're saying. Now, on your website, don't you have the 11 ingredients that you want to avoid?
I call it the toxic 10. And actually, as you know, I've been out there on the news and talking all about toxic 10 is because our Pure Attitude line has taken off. And that is, we say it's more than natural because it's not just naturally derived, but it's safe. And we actually publish the toxic 10 list of ingredients to avoid.
Yeah, see, I'm doing well because I shave with your shave cream. I wash with your face wash. I use your serum. I use your moisturizer. I don't use any perfume. So I don't think I have anything toxic on me. That's pretty good.
You live a very healthy life. And because we've done shows together, you've actually gotten to learn to read ingredient statements on skincare. I know you do on food products. You've taught me quite a bit as well. And that's really what it's all about, is from the inside out and outside in. What we put on our body, what we put in our body is going to make a difference as we get older. And as we know, I'm getting older very quickly. So I'm very conscious of what I put inside my body and on top.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Just Ask David. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you can follow us at Just Ask David